1305 UTC, 1405 local time. Here are our major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand Assamba. First, the headlines. Members of the Douala Clean City Project have joined other CPDM supporters in commemorating the 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya in power. Rice and onion farmers of the north have promised to make good use of the skills acquired to improve productivity in their rice and farm and onion exploitations in the north region. Those are the headlines, and now the news in greater details. Women involved in the Douala City Clean City project by the Douala City Council have also celebrated the 42nd anniversary of the New Deal. This was during a press dinner where the fourth deputy mayor, Marie Dean Adjogo, urged President Paul Biya on their behalf to be their candidate in 2025. Roselyn Fosa tells us more from Douala.
The achievements of President Paul Biya in Douala over the years cannot be overemphasized. Every aspect, including hygiene and sanitation, has all benefited from the largesse of the head of state. One of such projects is the Douala Clean City, spearheaded by the Douala City Council, involving women who make sure the nation's economic capital always looks clean and sparkling. For President Biya's 42nd anniversary at the helm of the nation, the women came together to commemorate the day. With them was the mayor of the city, Dr. Roger Mbassadine, as well as media men and women whom they say have always supported them in all their endeavors. Talking on behalf of the women, the fourth deputy mayor, Marine Dine Adzogo, said Paul Biya is their candidate, reason why they are urging him to stand for the 2025 presidential elections. The Douala Clean City project, they say, covers about 60% of waste collection, and their goal is for more companies to join them so they can reach the desired 100%. Roselyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
The celebration of the 42nd anniversary of the New Deal in Meganga in the Adamawa region was marked by the mass decamping of supporters of the National Union for Democracy and Progress, who joined the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement, the CPDM. Ayuk John Ashu tells us more from Meganga.
Mbere Division has remained loyal to President Paul Biya, and since the advent of multi-party politics has secured comfortable victories for the CPDM in all elections, projecting itself as the political locomotive of the Adamawa region. At the 42nd anniversary celebration of the New Deal at Lokoti on the outskirts of Meganga, the section president from Mbere Center, Abubakar Kombo, and his comrades magnified this pact of confidence and why it should be consolidated. Senator Abba Haruna and Belmont Kulanya, chargé de mission.
Our head of state is ready to go ahead for the new mandate, and we will accompany him next year.
We are all behind our head of state, President Paul Biya, our candidate for 2025 presidential.
In the presence of CPDM bigwigs and administrative authorities, hundreds of supporters of an opposition political party joined the ranks of the CPDM. Meganga, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
Away from politics, a Form 1 student has died following an accident Tuesday morning at the government high school Dedo Douala in the Littoral.
We were called this morning from GBHS Daido of an accident that occurred this early hours during physical education classes. The students were working with their teacher. The said student wasn't taking part because when you don't partake, you are put aside to observe. While the teacher was exercising with the other students, the child hung on a goal post. As it's a multi-purpose hall, the goal post is sometimes movable. So she unfortunately hung on it and it fell on her. The demise of Florence, a 10-year-old from one student, has created a feeling of gloom and sadness in the hearts of her peers, who are still in shock. We cried and prayed for her. The regional delegate for secondary education was on site to condole with the educational community of government bilingual high school, Daido. Calm and serenity have returned in the school premises, and this will be reinforced with a special assembly scheduled for Wednesday. Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz, CRTV News, Douala.
You're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. Rice and onion cultivators of the North region have been equipped with skills that can help them reduce soil degradation while improving on their yields. This follows a validation of studies carried out under the Neutrality in Matters of Land Degradation project that aims to restore degrading land and improve the sustainable production of rice and onion in three pilot production zones in the North region. We have details with Julius Neba.
The North region has been facing major challenges of advanced land degradation and climate change in recent years. It is therefore to help the three pilot communities, notably those of Garoua 3, Pitwa and Lagdo in the Benue division, to set up the right techniques to restore the degraded lands and enable cooperatives to improve the sustainable production of rice and onions that initiators of the Promoting Neutrality in Matters of Land Degradation project, abbreviated NDT, and its partners organized the refresher workshop in Garoua. Abel Chindan is associate consultant on land degradation trends in the project's targeted municipalities.
It is largely linked to climatic fluctuations, and we can also make allusion to the problematic use of chemical products. The meeting allowed participants to validate the reports of studies carried out in the field, and above all, to examine the policy of the prioritization of good agricultural practices aimed at boosting the production of rice and onions. Dr. Wasuni is the national coordinator of the NDT project.
Our objective is to recover the degraded land for the large cultivation of rice and onions.
Organizers say they intend to make Garoua a large agricultural production basin of rice and onions by extending the project to other communities before its 5-year span. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
All fans in Bafut and Touba subdivision in the Northwest region who lost their parents in the course of the ongoing conflict have been offered financial assistance estimated at 2 million francs CFA, meant to encourage them to return to school. The financial package is from the Member of Parliament for the Bafut Touba constituency, Honorable Ago Oliver, who has assured the recipients that the humanitarian action is also meant to revive their hopes despite the current economic hardship in the region. Kilom Valerie Saleh reports.
They live with the permanent scars of an armed conflict they didn't create. They've lost parents. Yet orphans in the conflict-hit Bafut and Touba areas are displaced, rendered impoverished, and so cannot easily access mainstream education. The Member of Parliament for the Bafut-Touba constituency, Honorable Ago Oliver, tells them to remain hopeful.
We have discovered in most of the villages that most of the children don't have books to come to school. That's why we decided to add to the financial package books and some didactic materials, because it is coming from the reality on the ground.
In the past weeks, insecurity has sharply risen in Tuba subdivision. The divisional officer for Tuba, Narcisse Metuge, has suspended all leisure activities in the student residential neighborhood.
Most of the times our students are burgled by criminals is after they must have been holding what they call city parties, and that prompted us to put an end to every form of leisure activities around student residential areas.
Honorable Aro Oliver has called on the population there not only to give hope to the orphans, but to actively preach and act peace. Killer Valerie Salau, CRTV News, Bambui.
And the East region has benefited from numerous road infrastructures in the framework of the policy of major achievements advocated by the head of state, President Paul Biya. The tarring of these roads has accelerated the development of many localities, facilitating travel and trade to the satisfaction of the populations. Details with Bennett Akame Ondua.
The 38 kilometers road linking Bamamesamena is amongst the several road projects realized by President Paul Biya, which has permitted business persons in the area gain stressless access to production sites, especially farm outputs. This road has facilitated free circulation. We thank the head of state. Joseph Bertrand Marshall, SDO for the Opagnon. Since the tarring of this road, commercial activities have increased and movement has been made easy. The road equally linking Baturi Betwa is appreciated to have relieved users of several hours spent to ply the about 90 kilometers road. We have experienced a significant change because this road has boosted the development of the town of Baturi. Elimba, East Delegate of Public Works. The main objective of the tarring of this road was to give the population of Baturi a road that will reduce transport fare, increase movement and commercial activities. East Chief Town Betwa has equally benefited from road infrastructures thanks to President Paul Biya. Betwa, Bennett Akame Ondua, CRTV.
To end this edition of the regional news, here's a recap of our major stories. Members of the Douala Clean City Project have joined other CPDM supporters in commemorating the 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya in power. Rice and onion farmers of the North region have promised to make good use of the skills acquired to improve productivity in their rice and onion exploitations. This news was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan, Afin Bertrand Sombanyande.